Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with. The Word of God, the book of Psalms, Psalm 1, beginning at verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. All of Psalm 1. Then looking further in the book of Psalms, Psalm 19, beginning at verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There's no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there's nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there's great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Verses 1 through 14, all of Psalm 19. Father, thank you, Lord, for how that you've blessed Share-a-thon so tremendously as you have over the last couple days. And thank you for how that you're continuing to bless today as well. Father, thank you for all those that are part of our listening family. And what a privilege, what a gift, what an opportunity it is for us to open your word every day and spend time one-on-one with you as you pour wisdom, grace, power, peace, joy, strength, and encouragement into our hearts and our minds as we simply read and meditate on your word and spend time in your presence. Father, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of grace that would encourage us to make our time in your word daily the priority you would have us to make it. We thank you and praise you for this gift, this privilege, this opportunity, and this honor. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for your presence. Thank you so much for how attentive you are to our needs. Thank you so much for your provision. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, that you will make all things right. Thank you so much that you're coming again to take us up with you to heaven, to give us new bodies, to tell us our new names. Heavenly Father, we just look forward to your promises right now. And we know that you are faithful and just. Heavenly Father, please teach us to grow more in your likeness. Please strengthen us with your Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we just acknowledge that we completely depend on you and that you are our provider. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. And praise God for God having blessed us to see the third and final day of our fall Share-a-thon. And God has blessed tremendously. And we're grateful for every single person that has prayed for the Share-a-thon, as well as every single person that has generously called in and given a gift of any amount to bless and help us move forward with the mission of the American Family Association. Our theme for this Share-a-thon is Yes, He Can. And our scripture, Isaac, would you share with our listeners what the scripture is for this Share-a-thon?
Absolutely. It's Ephesians 6, correct?
Ephesians 3:20-21.
It says, "Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. Amen."
Amen. Amen. And again, we do appreciate every single gift of any amount. You know, Isaac, sometimes when people are giving, sometimes you may have a listener who may think to themselves, well, I'm not in position to give hundreds or thousands like some of the people that may call in. But, you know, keep in mind, every gift of any amount, God acknowledges and he takes and he does something beautiful with it. And remember, every gift is a seed. And each seed can bring glory, praise, and honor to the Lord. So there's no such thing as too small of a seed. Whatever you give, God can bless and use it mightily for his glory.
There's a passage in somewhere between John 14 and 17. Jesus does this really, really long teaching and dialogue. And he tells the disciples something. He says that they would be one as Jesus and the Father were one. And I think that in this, that's kind of what we want. We want to be one in heart and mind with our listeners. We want to be one in ministry with the church. We want to be one in ministry with the Holy Spirit and with the Father, of all of us uniting together. So whatever the Lord has given us, let's invest that together. If he's given us $5, let's invest that together. If he's given us 5 minutes, let's invest that together.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that. And again, the number to call if you'd like to call in to make a pledge during our fall Share-a-thon, that number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give at afr.net. Again, that's at afr.net. We're going to take time to listen to some more of our listener testimonies at this time.
The last time I preached in Saraus, which was a village there in the mountains, no power, had a candle on the pulpit. I'd read my Bible with that and preaching the word. The rain was pounding on the roof. And it was a concern whether we'd get out of there or not because of mudslides and things like that. I'm Steve Hill from Ripley, Mississippi. I've been ordained minister for 30 years now. And the past 8 years, we've spent in Peru as missionaries. I was basically a circuit-riding preacher. I was preaching in, on a regular basis, a dozen different churches. Of course, we would come back for a month every year for furlough. So we would get snippets of American culture, snippets of AFA. And this past year, I've been on sabbatical, and we've been doing lots of projects on our place. You can imagine a place in Mississippi gets kind of grown up with 8 or 10 years of neglect. And so we've been doing a lot of that kind of work. And I've got the AFR app, and I've got my earphones on or just the phone in my pocket listening. It's been such an encouragement because, to be honest, it's been discouraging to see how the culture has slid more away from God and his truth and his word. So I'm very concerned about new generations that didn't have the Andy Griffith kind of upbringing that I had, that are awash in a world of relativism and those kind of things. They need a voice like AFR out here speaking the truth and helping them to think biblically about these issues. You need the people behind you holding up your arms as Moses with Aaron and Hur, and you definitely need that support because you're going against the flow. This is a culture that wants AFR to be silent. They don't want to hear you.
I'm from Texas. Hi, I'm calling because I'm blessed by this radio station. I'm a Hispanic ministry pastor, and my days start at about 10 a.m. with today's issues, and I keep on listening all the way down to I'm done working, and I'm blessed by this radio station, edified, and I thank God for you guys. You guys keep me informed, and with the Hispanic community, I just pass on the information, and we feel like we're very up to date. So thank you for everything you do. God bless you all.
I really just started listening to this radio station, and it really has impacted my life as a Christian, as somebody that's needing really valuable information about COVID and just the world situations going on. I just wanted to call and say thank you for just doing what God has called y'all to do.
Praise God for each and every testimonial that was called in and shared. And we do appreciate all those that are part of our listening family and are encouraged by how they see how the Holy Spirit reaches through American Family Radio and has touched their lives and blessed them and encouraged them. So again, we're encouraging you to get involved with helping to support the work and mission of American Family Radio to help us to continue this work that God has called us to do. Isaac, would you share with our listeners once again the number to call and how, letting them know how they can make a pledge?
Absolutely. You can call to make a pledge at 1-877-616-2396. That's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can give online at afr.net. And if you come and make a pledge, you are supporting not just American Family Radio, you're also supporting our video studio department. They're making documentaries, they're making educational and discipleship material. We've got a writing department that does articles to help you grow your family, to help grow in maturity for discipleship materials there. We have a news department to help with a biblical worldview on seeing what is happening in the world and trying to make sure that we hold to the truth of things. There is so much going on that if you support us, you're supporting all of these projects.
Amen. Amen. And today, as we're finishing on our final day of Share-a-thon, I want to encourage you to take time to focus on the topic specifically, the supernatural word of God. You know, sometimes when a person may be holding a Bible in their hand, they, in some ways, in our humanness, sometimes a person may think, well, it's a book. But keep in mind, God's word is a supernatural book. In fact, it's the most powerful book and weapon in the universe. And so as we look at the topic, the supernatural word of God, our ongoing encouragement continues to be that if you're not reading your Bible every day, I hope that today you'll start the habit of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every day. Because remember, it's, amongst other things, the word of God is an autobiography. It's a book by God, about God. It teaches us powerfully about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And all of the Word of God is permeated with insight and wisdom about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Whether each of their names or titles are mentioned, the fact is it's all about all 3 of them. So as we're diving into this topic today, we're hoping that you'll be encouraged to become a more diligent student of God's Word. If you're already reading 3 chapters a day, I hope that you'll decide you'll move it to maybe 4, maybe 5, maybe more. But the fact is, there's no such thing as overeating God's Word. Father, thank you for the opportunity we have of being able to read your Word daily. Anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace that would encourage us to make it just a critical part of our day every day, to get into your Word and spend time one-on-one with you in the Word each and every day. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. The number to call to make a pledge for a Share-a-thon is 1-877-616-2396. We'll be right back.
Oh, I got connected to Martin by Tim's letter that he sent out before your spring share-a-thon. He said, we get letters, emails, and phone calls daily about how God is using American Family Radio to change lives, but this is one of the most powerful testimonies we've received. And then Tim said, if you want to drop Martin a letter of encouragement, you may write him at this address. And he gave the whole address and his number. I mean, when I read it, he talked about being locked up in maximum security prison. And he said that his only stimulation was a radio. And he got locked in solitary confinement. And all he had, and this was kind of God's sense of humor, but all he had was AFR and a Spanish station. So he just decided that he would listen to it. It was the only communication he had. He, after listening for 2 months, got down on his knees and asked the Lord to come in his life. And he said from then on, his life just turned completely around. I read that letter and just cried. And then Tim said, hey, if you want to send some encouragement to him, write him a letter. And I thought, I'm going to do that. And so I wrote him. And about a month later, he wrote me back. And I thought, I'm amazed. And from then on, we've been writing back and forth. And he just told me little bits and pieces about his life and what happened. And the amazing thing was the letters that came from your readers of encouragement and prayer to him happened right when he was being transferred from maximum security to general population prison. He didn't get those letters until he was moved to this other prison. And then they started, you know, forwarding his mail. And he got it, and he said, I took an average of the dates, and he said the dates that I were getting these letters of prayers, encouragement, Bibles, he said all kinds of things. I realized that it was the same time that God came in this maximum security prison and brought me, they shackled him up, took him to a general population prison, gave him a job. And one day, he said, that's never happened before. And he said, it was those prayers of these AFR listeners that I read in these letters that got me moved. He said it was just all because of prayers and AFR. And let me just tell you one other thing. I sent him Tim's letter, and he had never seen it. So I sent a copy of Tim's letter and the back of his letter that was on it. And he said, I feel like a rock star. He said, I got all this mail, and then Tim's writing and sending it to all these thousands of people. He said, I just want people to know what AFR has done for me and what they must be doing for thousands of other people that are in prison that are listening to American Family Radio. I'm just amazed with the Lord. I don't know why I'm still amazed. I mean, that's what the Lord does. You'd think I'd have a little more faith in him. I can't wait to call and just tell him that you're still a rock star in Jesus' eyes.
Praise God. What a powerful testimony from a listener about an individual that whose life was touched by the Spirit of God as he listened to the radio and listened to AFR. Well, praise God for how that the Holy Spirit is able to use individuals and churches and our radio networks to get his work done. And you can be a part of that as you continue to pray for American Family Radio and as you pledge and give to help support the work and the mission of American Family Radio. The number to call to make a pledge is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give at AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. And Isaac, would you share one more time? Again, our theme for the Share-a-thon is...
Yes, he can. That is our theme. Yes, he can. And I feel like that fits in so well with something that lady said in the last testimony. She said, I don't know why I keep getting surprised. Mm-hmm. this is just what God does. He outdoes our expectations. We can see as far as we can see, and God can see way further. He knows exactly what we need. And so he continually will just outdo whatever we're expecting because he knows so much more about what we need.
That's so true. So true. Again, Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21 tell us, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Again, today we're focusing on the topic of the supernatural Word of God. And keep in mind that in our walk with God, the book that we call the Bible, the written Word of God, is a supernatural book. And as we read it, we're getting wisdom, counsel, and power and insight from our supernatural Heavenly Father, who's supernatural in every way. You know, I think it's interesting, Isaac, to think of this, that, you know, all answered prayer is supernatural from this perspective. You know, it's always God doing something that he would not have done had he not been asked. And so when we ask and God moves on behalf, it's always a supernatural reaction from our Heavenly Fathers. And so, you know, obviously, we think of it as being God wonderfully when we see a miracle. But when it's something very simple, sometimes it may not seem to be a miracle, but in reality, it's just as supernatural because it's God doing something he wouldn't have done if we hadn't asked. So it's so important for us to understand that our faith is a supernatural faith. And as we're wise enough to read the supernatural book that we call the Bible, the Word of God, and if we're wise enough to pray to our supernatural Heavenly Father, God is a God that loves to answer our prayers.
I think it's something so beautiful whenever we go to the Lord and we make our petitions and we say, Lord, this is valuable to me. I want you to intervene on behalf of these trials. I want you to bless this good thing. I want you to grow me in this area. I want you to grow my stewardship over here. I think that is so beautiful. But I think it's even more beautiful whenever we ask for those things and expect him to outdo what we ask.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. A God that loves to answer prayer. That's who our Heavenly Father is. I'm going to take time now to read Psalm 112, which is a psalm which is in some ways similar to Psalm 1, but also a wonderful reminder of some of the many more reasons as to why we should all be diligent students of God's Word. Psalm 112. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He is dispersed abroad. He is given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. All of Psalm 112. Father, thank you again for the many ways our lives are blessed and enriched and empowered as we simply open your word and spend time with you one-on-one every single day. Thank you for the opportunity, the privilege, and the blessing it is for us to be able to spend time with you every single day as we simply read and meditate on your word. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Isaac, share with our listeners one more time the number to call if they'd like to make a pledge during our share-a-thon.
Absolutely. If you'd like to support AFR and help us continue doing what we're doing, sharing scripture, encouraging people, you can call to make a pledge at 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net.
All right, we're going to listen to a recorded word of wisdom from the founder of the ministry, Reverend Don Wildman.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them. If one wishes to locate the Mount of Beatitudes in the Holy Land, he has to accept what tradition says. For it is tradition alone which identifies the site of the most profound sermon in history. The spot is placed on the northwest shoreline of the Sea of Galilee, on a hill high above a little place called Tabgha. Happy are those who know they are spiritually poor. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. For centuries, it has been accepted that Jesus began his immortal sermon on this hillside. It would seem fitting, for the view from this traditional site is absolutely beautiful. To the north is Capernaum, the adopted home of Jesus. To the south is Magdala, home of Mary Magdalene. From here, one can see the city of Tiberias, built by Herod Antipas and named after the Roman emperor Tiberius. Built over a cemetery, the city was avoided by devout Jews. Happy are those who work for peace among men. God will call them his sons. Above the beautiful Sea of Galilee, you can see the Golan Heights area. You can see the Gan emplacements used by the Syrians. The contrast is bitter. You're the salt for all mankind. You are the light for the whole world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. You look to the north in the city of Safed. Was it this city Jesus pointed toward as he spoke? Looking down on the Sea of Galilee, you wonder how many lives those words have changed. You have heard that it was said, love your friends, hate your enemies. But now I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who mistreat you, so that you will become sons of your Father in heaven. You close your eyes and listen. You go back across the centuries in your mind, and you imagine the scene that day. You can see the surprise spread throughout the crowd gathered here on the hillside as Jesus spoke those shocking words. So when you give something to a needy person, do not make a big show of it, as the show-offs do in the synagogues and on the streets. You listen and you can hear his words blowing in the wind. For a moment you touch back into the present, wondering if indeed it was here on this site that he preached that sermon. Then, suddenly, it doesn't matter if it was here or over there or somewhere else. What matters is that he did preach it. You look around this lovely area and see the variety of crops growing. You see the lilies of the field and the birds of the air. Suddenly, you realize where Jesus gathered his food for thought. It was here, all around us. Down on the Sea of Galilee, you notice that a storm has begun. How quickly these waters can become rough and dangerous. You recall the incident when the disciples were frightened by a storm on these very waters, and how the lowly Galilean hushed the storm. Jesus finished saying these things, and the crowds were amazed at the way he taught. He wasn't like their teachers of the law. Instead, he taught with authority. So Matthew makes his comment on the sermon. Later, others were to report, "Never a man spoke like this man." The Sermon on the Mount, perhaps preached here on the Mount of Beatitudes, has had its profound effect upon the life of mankind.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
Words of wisdom from the founder of the American Family Association, Reverend Don Wildman. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, and we're in the midst of our final day of our fall share-a-thon. And once again, Isaac, share with our listeners one more time how they can call in to make a pledge, please.
So as we continue to try to share the gospel and continue the work that Don Wildman started, following Jesus, you can call to support us and make a pledge at 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net.
Amen. Amen. Along with our ongoing encouragement to you to start the habit of reading the Word of God every day, we're encouraging we continue to encourage every single parent to prayerfully consider starting the habit of having each of your children read three chapters aloud to you every single day. Remember, having your children to plant God's powerful word in their hearts and their minds on a daily basis, I can't overemphasize how important that important habit is for you and your family and your home. Father, thank you for every family listening. Anoint them with a fresh anointing that would encourage them to Make that the priority you want them to make it, of planting the word in the hearts of their children every day. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
Garland, Texas, Dallas area. I just love AFR and I love the radio station. I love radio in general. Really appreciate all you do, and it has meant the world to me. So I'm an artist and I paint in my studio all day long, and I listen to all the shows. Of course, Trivia Friday is my favorite. And then, like them all, Today's Issues. So keep up the great work, and thank you so much.
Hi, this is Lynn McKay in West Monroe, Louisiana. I just want to call and say that I'm really blessed by AFR. Just want to say I'm a walking miracle. God's done so much for me in my life. I fell between two or three stories on solid concrete in Austin, Texas, July 7, 75. Should have been dead. My foreman told me he saw me, found me because there was a pool of blood coming out from 510, and I was busted up, left knee, right elbow, left eye, in and out of surgery for a year and a half in hospitals. And the Lord put me back together and helped me go out and be a witness and do jobs they said I couldn't do, that I trusted God and not man. And I just want to praise the Lord. So many things He's done for me. He shows me God's not through with me yet, and He's not through with you. Thank you for listening to AFR, and thank you for giving to AFR. And thank you guys again for all you guys do. God bless you.
We're in the midst of our fall share-a-thon, and we're grateful for all the testimonies of persons that called in to share how the Lord has reached through the American Family Radio Network and blessed their lives and encouraged their lives. And so we're grateful that the Lord is able to use this platform, this radio network, to build His kingdom and to touch the lives of His people. And in this share-a-thon, we're inviting people to get involved with helping to carry this work on, in order to call to make a pledge to help us to continue to finance this great work. The number to call is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or you can go online to give at afr.net. Again, that's afr.net. And once again, Isaac, would you share with our listeners our theme for the share-a-thon again?
Our theme for this fall's share-a-thon is Yes, He Can, and we are trusting in the Lord. Whatever we get, I pray that we steward it well, but it's up to the Lord to bring fruit. And so we're just trusting in the Lord, saying, Yes, He can. And we encourage you to do that as well, for you to pray and to look to the Lord and say, Yes, He can.
Amen. Amen. And once again, that theme scripture is Ephesians 3, verses 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do far abundantly more than all more, than, excuse me, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. Again, our theme for our fall share-a-thon, yes, he can. I want to take time now to read a passage of scripture as we're continuing to focus on the topic, the supernatural word of God. Remember, when you're reading the word of God, you're spending time in the presence of God. And also, God is touching your life. Now, you might think, well, how is it that God is touching my life when I simply read the Bible? Well, keep in mind, Jesus Christ and the Word of God are one. They are one. And so Jesus is the Word of God. And also one of Jesus' titles, of course, is Christ, the Anointed One. So the Word of God is permeated with the Holy Spirit. And one of the Holy Spirit's names is the Hand of God. So yes, God is definitely touching your life when you're reading God's Word. So if you want God to touch your life more, read the Word of God more. It'll bless you and encourage you as you do so. Reading from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20, of course, it's talking about putting on the full armor of God in the midst of a world that's full of spiritual warfare. Again, Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Again, verses 10 to 20, Ephesians chapter 6. Isaac, share with our listeners one more time. If they'd like to call in to make a pledge for our fall share-a-thon, tell them how they can do that.
If you'd like to call to make a pledge and to continue supporting the work that we're trying to do in the Lord, you can call to make a pledge at 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And so, and once again, thank you to all those persons that have already called in and given, as well as those that continue to pray for God's blessing on our share-a-thon. We genuinely appreciate every single person that's praying and that has given and will give as well. Let me remind you one more time of seven ways we can use the Word of God every single day. Remember, the Word of God, which is a supernatural word, God's Word, there are seven ways we can put it to work in our lives and thus take advantage to be able to utilize the wonderful weapon and gift that it is in our lives. Seven different ways. Again, those ways are every day with God's Word. We can read it, hear it, believe it, speak it, obey it, pray it, and meditate on it. And keep in mind, those are seven different ways to use the Word of God. They're all related. All of them will edify us and strengthen us and encourage us in our faith, but they're not quite the same thing. You can read the Word of God, but not really hear it. You can choose to believe the Word of God, but not necessarily speak the Word of God. All of them are wise to do every single day. I want to take time now to pray Psalm 91. But before we do, Isaac's going to give us the number one more time to call in to make a pledge if you'd like to do that.
You can call to make a pledge at 1-877-616-2396, 1-877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net.
All right. Thank you. And remember, too, when we talk about different prayer tools, if you want to get a copy of a prayer tool, for example, one that includes praying a prayer based on Psalm 91, just email us. My email is joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get that to you. Let's take time to pray Psalm 91 now. Lord, thank you for all those that are part of our listening family, and thank you for all those that we've lifted up in prayer today. Today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terrible night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation, no evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. We trample underfoot, because we have set our love upon you. Therefore you deliver us. You set us on high, because we have known your name. We call upon you, and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, we're encouraging you. If you're not praying Psalm 91 every day, today is a good day to start the important habit of praying it every single day. Because remember, in this dangerous, crazy world, no one can protect you like your Heavenly Father can. Isaac's going to share with you one more time the number to call if you'd like to make a pledge during our fall share-a-thon.
To continue supporting the work of AFR and all that we're doing, you can call to make a pledge at 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396. Or you can give online at afr.net. And Pastor Joseph, you've been emphasizing about Scripture today. Could you tell our listeners once more what you're emphasizing with Scripture?
Well, the fact that the Word of God is supernatural in nature, and it's a supernatural weapon, and we're wise to put it to work in our lives every single day.
And I think that that lines up so well with our theme today, Yes, He Can, mm-hmm. because one of the ways that we can tell the Lord, like, I trust you, that I'm expecting you to show up, is to go to Scripture and to look at all the stories and all the ways in history that He has followed through, and to say, Lord, I'm expecting you to show up in my own life.
Amen. Putting our faith to work every single day, and how important
Absolutely.
That really is.
Absolutely. And I feel like going to Scripture and spending time reading Scripture is, in its own way, that declaration itself.
It really is. Really is. Thank you for pointing that out, Isaac, then. So, well, one more time, again, if you'd like to call in to make a pledge during our fall share-a-thon, that number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or you can go online to give at afr.net. Again, that's afr.net. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ, today is a good day. Today is a wonderful day to be saved and to fully commit your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ and allow Him to be the Lord and Savior of your life. If you'd like to make that step in your life, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer right now and fully commit your heart and life to the Lord? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from the wrong that I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray every day. Help me to obey and follow you every single day. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we're very much wanting to be in touch with you. Let me remind you once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We do want to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Please get in touch with us. Again, that email to call joseph@afr, that email to email us with, joseph@afr.net. We look forward to hearing from you. And once again, the number to call if you'd still like to be a part of our share-a-thon, the number to call to make a pledge, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give at afr.net. Again, that's afr.net. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.